The most funded item on Seattle's November ballot so far isn't a candidate. It's a ballot measure called Honest Elections. The effort to provide campaign vouchers for every voter has attracted more than $370,000. And almost all of the money comes from a few East Coast donors. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
Here's how the Honest Elections proposal would work. Before a city election, each voter would get four $25 vouchers in the mail. The voter could pick their favorite candidates, sign over the vouchers, and hand them in. It would be a first in the country.
The purpose of the democracy voucher system is to give every voter in the city a chance to become a political donor.
That's Alan Durning of Seattle's Sightline Institute. He says people and groups outside of Washington have given the bulk of donations to Initiative 122, but it's a local idea.
After we had assembled it, then national reform organizations like Common Cause and Every Voice and Represent Us noticed that Seattle was an opportunity for them to help advance their national agenda of reform.
These groups hope to replicate the vouchers elsewhere if the measure passes. The initiative would impose a property tax to generate $3 million in voucher funding for eligible candidates. But opponents don't trust the funding model and say it would be cumbersome to administer. Bob Mahon is a former member of Seattle's Ethics and Elections Commission. He's supporting the group No Elections Vouchers. He says the vouchers would favor incumbents and well-organized groups that tell their members who to support.
So I think there's a danger of these being used to benefit the very forces that the proponents are suggesting would be undermined by this.
Mahon says in local elections, time can be more valuable than money because there are only so many mailings people can read. He says instead of seeking vouchers, voters should volunteer their time.
That's ultimately going to be more important for many of these city council candidates, many of the mayoral candidates, than the cash.
Supporters of the initiative say public financing for campaigns failed narrowly in 2013, and they expect the vouchers proposal to be much stronger. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.